Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey everyone, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is Saturday night and I'm currently trying to keep my shit together because Kristen is laughing so hard that it's making me laugh. We're having like a laugh attack on Skype. Oh my God.
Oh no, okay. This is so bad. Okay.
No, we're not stopping it. We're not stopping it.
You know when you get the giggles and you just can't stop?
I know. I
have like tears
right
streaming down my face because we were just making fun of ourselves for our lame podcast intro, and then we started giggling.
Where we have the giggles. Well,
and now it's super lame.
So because Kristen's in Boston and I'm in Whistler, our time zones are totally different, and so we have to think of a way to sync our recordings, and there's always a delay, and we don't know how to fix it because we don't know what the fuck we're doing, and so our theory goes like this. Hey, we catch up, get ready to record, and then we go, 1, 2, 3, hit the button, and then we hit the button. Right? Is that that's what, how we do this shit?
Well, you have a separate audio, and I have a separate audio, and then we put them together in GarageBand, so it helps me, because I'm the one that fuses them together, and it helps if they have the exact same starting point, or else it gets kind of confusing. So a couple times we've said 1, 2, 3, hit the button, and I wasn't sure, do I hit the button when you say it, or right after? So anyways,
yeah.
So then we had to decide we would do 1, 2, 3, hit the button, hit the button.
It's kind of like rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, or
shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Exactly. Maybe.
I have a personal rule that I don't play rock, paper, scissors. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, personal rule.
I refuse. Wow.
Why? I won't play it. It makes me super stressed out. And
it
stresses me out. I don't like that pressure. I can't get one symbol out in time. I like panic and I do like a paper scissor, and then people are like, you're cheating,
right.
And then the other reason I don't play is because I always lose.
But you have 3 seconds. That's the whole thing. You have 3 seconds to think about what you're gonna shoot.
I need like 48 hours.
You know, my favorite version of that is called the human farkle. And it's where two people stand back to back. You're standing up back to back. And then you say 1, 2, 3, and you turn around. And you can either be a karate guy or a hunter or a bear. And so the bear kills the karate guy. The karate guy kicks the gun out of the hunter's hands, and the hunter kills the bear.
Oh.
So it's really fun because you have to go 1, 2, 3, and then you turn around and do it.
Okay, if we close our eyes right now.
Yeah.
And we play the human farkle.
Yeah.
There is a delay in our recording and our Skype.
Well, so we have to be honest about
how about this? How about this? We're going to close our eyes.
Yeah.
We're going to count to 3. And then we're going to wait. And then we're going to open.
Okay.
And then it's fair.
Okay.
I'm already stressed out. I'm already uncomfortable.
You are?
I am. I'm already like freaking out. I don't know what to
now.
Do.
Pick one now. Silly.
Okay, I picked it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to close our eyes.
Okay.
This is so going to help our giggle attack. Don't open your eyes. Bitch, don't open your eyes.
I'm not. Are you counting?
Okay. Okay, wait. Wait. Before you open your eyes, did you open your eyes?
You didn't count.
I haven't counted yet. Oh, you saw. You opened your eyes because my eyes are open. Bitch.
Why were your eyes open?
Because I was panicking. This is why I don't play rock, paper, scissors.
Well, you didn't count. How come you just did the thing? You're supposed to go
because
1, 2, 3.
Ready. You said pick one now, and I was like, ready. Oh. I was like still explaining what was happening, and I had already picked
it. But you had already picked it. Okay. Yeah, you suck at this game.
It's horrible. We're still going to play one round.
We are? Okay. All right.
No, two out of three. I'm also competitive.
Okay. I'm not. I'm like, you can win. I don't care.
Okay, let's close our eyes.
Okay.
My eyes are closed. I'm not opening them. We're going to count to three. We're going to make our human thing.
Human farkle.
And then we're going to count to three and we'll open our eyes.
Okay. Second ahead. Plan? I think we all have this, Jess.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. Okay, ready?
Yep.
One, two, three. Throw it up. One, two, three. Open your eyes. Oh, we did the same thing. Oh,
karate.
Both karate.
We're both karate guys.
So this, the next one is the winner.
Okay.
Okay, so close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm upset. I'm freaking out. One, two, three. Throw up your guy. One, two, three. Open your eyes. We both did the same karate guy again.
I think we're too much on the same wavelength for this game.
Well, that's good.
That is good.
For, you know, when we do a podcast together, it's good to be on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
So I am having a drink. I'm drinking a Bloody Mary tonight, not a Caesar.
Ooh.
That's
so the only difference really is that there's no clam juice in it?
Yeah, but Bloody Marys are sort of an American thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're an American thing. And Bloody Marys have, like, every restaurant or establishment or person, like, they all have their own kind of concoction of what goes into it. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, lots of spices and things like that. Clamato, you just buy it in a jug at the store, and it's tomato and clam juice-ish. Right. Bloody Mary mix is often really thick. I don't know. Like, when I go to the States and I order a Bloody Mary, they're different everywhere. When you... Yeah. In Canada, when you go to a bar or whatever and you order a Caesar, they're pretty much the same.
Oh, okay.
Bloody Marys are like a little bit more, but I bought, there's this like brand of Bloody Mary mix here mm-hmm. that is like $10 for this jar of Bloody Mary mix, and mm-hmm. it's delicious, and mm-hmm. I splurge for it on payday because $10 is a lot for mix.
Yeah.
Like that's how much vodka should cost. So right. Anyway, I bought the Bloody Mary mix. That's what I'm drinking. It's gin. It's delicious.
Mm.
We were supposed to record this podcast at like 11 o'clock this morning, and the timing just didn't work out. And I was like, you know what? For the first fucking time, I'm not going to have a drink in my hand for the Mabel Syndrome podcast. And now look.
Now you do.
Now I do. But that's okay.
Yeah. And I'm not drinking because I went to a wine tasting on Thursday night where it was just as much as you want. It was like a work thing. And okay. But they had rented out this, actually it was for a nonprofit, and they had rented out this winery, and you can have as much as you want. So I just kept filling my glass. And when it's a bottomless glass, like, what are you supposed to, you have no idea how much you have.
You just keep
and
going.
And I thought there was
going
to be food there, and there wasn't food there. There was literally crackers and cheese. So I ate crackers and cheese for dinner and just kept drinking and drinking and drinking. So I'm taking like a couple day hiatus.
So... Here's one thing. Mabel mm-hmm. Syndrome girls, we need food. We need something to eat. We do. I love crackers and cheese, but I also need like a bowl of spaghetti with it.
Yeah, me too. I get like hangry, right?
I do.
I legit get pissy if I haven't eaten.
Yeah. So also I'm a little concerned that you went and did something without telling me about it. my first reaction to your wine tasting story was like, wait.
Like, I didn't know about that?
She went to a wine tasting and she didn't tell me? It's weird.
Sorry. I actually had forgotten about it until that day. And then it was like, oh shit, I gotta go to this thing tonight.
I forgive you. It's not like a jealous girlfriend. It's just like, wow. You know?
Yeah.
But this week was a really busy week. We didn't talk a lot. I didn't talk to anybody a lot. I felt like I started every day with like hit the ground running and I didn't stop until I went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was just one of those weeks. So
mm-hmm. it was for me too. It was like, it was a crazy week and I just had a lot going on. So we haven't had a chance to chat.
So where should we start tonight? What should we start? Oh, okay. First of all, today mm-hmm. is record store day,
mm-hmm.
which is a pretty big day for people in the punk rock community, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for me, even though I collect records, I collect, you know, vinyl or whatever people choose to call it, there are no record stores where I live. So I can't physically go to a record store and buy stuff. But there was some really cool posts today all over online about Record Store Day. Because one of the Instagram questions today for this podcast was, mm-hmm. you know, what were your Record Store Day finds? And I didn't have any.
Oh, someone asked that?
Yeah, someone asked it on our Instagram when I was like, you know, what are your Record Store Day finds was a good right. topic. Okay. Which is, we should pull it up and say who it was, because maybe they listen to us.
Maybe they'd like a shout out.
Travis Lawler from Indiana is what it is.
Sweet.
And he said he wanted to know about our Record Store Day finds. So there wasn't a lot this record. So Record Store Day, they often release like a downloadable list of everything. So there wasn't a lot that I really wanted. There was the Best of the Cars. Double LP, I think it was, that I really wanted. I love the Cars. And there was a Blondie LP that I would love to have. But again, no record stores here. I could buy it online, but that sort of defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't.
Yeah. I'm surprised for a quaint little ski town that they don't have a record store. You would think people would be into that there. There's like hippies and everything, right?
So there's one place in town that sells records,
mm-hmm.
and it's sort of like a clothing store, novelty shop, kind of a little bit of everything. And they have a little corner with records that they bring in, but the prices are insane. And I would love to support them, but like a NoFX record that I could buy either directly from Fat or on Amazon or wherever I can find it,
mm-hmm.
that I could get for $25. Is like $49.99 here.
Oh, goodness.
And I get it. It's a small shop. They bring it in, the exchange, that they got to have a markup, but I just, I can't do it. So. Yeah.
Well, they're not targeting collectors and people that are really looking for specific stuff. They're just targeting people that are coming in the store for fun and pick up a record.
Totally. Yeah. Right? So.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't collect records.
I wish I didn't, because it's... it's expensive and addicting.
I know. I'm almost afraid because I haven't even listened to punk rock on a record.
Oh my god!
I know.
Which is fine. You know what? A lot of people haven't. There's a small group of people that do it, but
mm-hmm.
I remember like I collected records for a long time before I actually listened to them
mm-hmm.
because. Supporting face-to-face, I just wanted everything that they ever put out, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, like, you know, a lot of their stuff on vinyl that was really rare and all kinds of things like that, and I had never listened to it. The first time that I put a face-to-face album on a record player and I heard it through my stereo was mind-blowing. It was.
Yeah.
It really was because there's things on a record, like it's trendy and it's cool and it's hipster and whatever people want to say about collecting records.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that get lost when you listen to it on a CD. It really is. There's so many like nuances that are on a record that sound different. Like you can hear the drums better and you can hear like little things differently.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I don't listen to my records all the time. It's once in a while. It's on the weekend when I'm cleaning the house.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too. I'm never in my house by myself. I have two little kids and a husband. So I'm like,
right.
When would I ever put on a record and be able to listen to it? The only time right. I get to listen to music is like going for a run, going to the gym, in the car, things like that. So I need it like on the go.
Yeah.
I'm almost afraid to listen to records because I know it will be amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
But I just can't get into that.
So Face-to-Face, How to Ruin Everything.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, is an amazing album, start to finish. I love it. When the first time I ever heard it on my record player, I couldn't fucking believe what it sounded like. Hmm. It's different. It is. So,
yeah.
So, you know what? But it's not like you don't know what you're missing, I guess.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not the most convenient way. I listen to stuff in my car, on my phone, on Spotify, things like that. So
yeah,
So Travis Lawler, I wish that I had a better answer, but I don't.
Are there any records that you want to get other than those two you said that came out today? But what else is on your wish list for records?
Oh, God.
So many?
There's a big list.
Yeah.
I would love a bunch of Jimmy Eat World records. I would love a bigger NoFX collection. I think I have S&M. We have S&M Airlines. We have Heavy Petting Zoo. And we actually have had Heavy Petting Zoo. There's different covers, right? Mm-hmm. Heavy Petting Zoo, there's... Because the classic... What's the regular one is...
The dude on the farm molesting right. the sheep.
Okay, but the rare one is a... The sheep is the rare one. It's
oh, really?
Not the common one.
Oh, okay. I don't
I feel
know.
Like I feel like I need to get up and get it to show you. So,
well, I'm just thinking of what the cover is like on iTunes and stuff. Like the basic cover for that album.
I don't think it's a guy fingering a sheep.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay. Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So the rare
one. I can
one,
show it to you.
The rare mm-hmm. one is called Eating Lamb. And it's.
Oh. You yeah, can they're 69ing, right?
They're 69ing.
Yeah. So, I've seen that.
Yeah, we have that one in the collection. What else would I really love to have? It's a tough question because I honestly wish that I could have every single favorite album. Mm-hmm. I've done really well with like collecting a lot of favorites. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Green Day, you know, huge Face-to-Face collection, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's what really...
Do you have any signed albums other than the Face-to-Face stuff?
I have Masked Intruder.
Yeah, cool.
Actually, I have Masked Intruder, and when they played in Whistler, and I saw them a couple years ago, and they're really lovely because they all sign over their face, and then it said, called me really pretty in their mm-hmm. signature, so I'll take it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But what else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I would love to have some strung out stuff. I don't have any. I have a lot of my parents' old records, which I really love.
Mm-hmm.
Like I put on, you know, an old Fleetwood Mac once in a while or John Prine. So that's a good one.
Yeah.
I could go on forever. I would love, Third Eye Blind. If we're really outing my musical taste, Third Eye Blind, I would really love to have some of that. Oh, Counting Crows. I don't have Counting Crows on vinyl. I would love to.
Mm-hmm.
Jack has all of them.
Oh, I bet.
Should we... What about any other questions on Instagram? Because we posted today, and we said, does anybody have any questions for us?
Yeah, and there were a couple good ones. What was the other... Oh, well, the importance of the French election. We were just going to mention that, because anti-conformist punk poet is from France.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he just says he's French, so he could be like French Canadian, I suppose,
I think
or something else.
He says I live in Paris.
Oh, how do I not see that
on his profile?
Oh,
like regular.
Oh, okay.
His name is Juan. His name is Juan.
Oh, sweet. Okay, and he lives in Paris.
Yeah, I guess
we
so.
We should be really nice.
He has a picture of the Mona Lisa doing the dab.
Oh, nice. Okay. But he wants to know what we think about the importance of the French election, and he says he's really worried about the fascists growing up.
See, how know. Old is he? Is he a child? I'm confused. Okay, so
anyways.
So here's the first thing I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say I'm glad that he asked that's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of followers and people like this post, but they don't actually ask us questions. Basically, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So I want to thank him for actually asking us a question.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I'm going to say is that I have no fucking clue what's happening in the French election. I wish I did. I'm Canadian. Our politics are boring.
Yeah. Well, and I know a little, but again, if I tried to talk about it, I would sound like an idiot. But what I think is happening is that they have a candidate that's very similar to Trump, right?
Oh, fuck.
And that person is really gaining momentum. So that's literally pretty much the extent of my knowledge about it. But so, Juan, you're fucked. That's what we think about it.
If history repeats itself, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're pretty
fucked. You know what? I feel like I'm going to Google it later. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I was going to Google it before this podcast, mm-hmm. but that's not authentically me.
That's true.
Then I would pretend that I would know what I would know about the French election.
Right.
And I know nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm that's the answer to my question. I wish I could say more. Maybe on the next episode, I will educate myself and maybe we'll bring it up mm-hmm. on the next episode.
Perfect.
Okay.
Maybe he can call in and educate us about it.
That would be awesome.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, and then Kim has a question, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kim, right?
Yeah. So our friend Kim, she's awesome.
She's super awesome.
And she is. She's from Ohio. And hopefully we'll get to meet her in August.
Oh, yeah.
She has tickets to 350
We have to talk about that tonight.
We do. Okay. So Kim says, what is a band that you should like but you just can't get into? There's a few of them for me. Mm-hmm. Great question, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bands I feel like I should be into, but I'm not, because me and you, as we always joke, we listen to the same shit we did when we were 17. Mm-hmm. But here, the band that I really feel like I want to like and really try is Pears.
Yeah.
Pears? The Pears? What the fuck?
I think it's just Pears.
Pears. Okay, yeah. So I have a lot of friends who absolutely adore this band. They go to all their shows. Mm-hmm. I would love to love this band, and I've tried, and I can't do it yet. But I'm not giving up.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess, yeah, sometimes you have to listen to things several times to really mm-hmm. get it, right? So, and I just saw Pears this past week in Boston, and I have to say I have a lot of respect for the show that they put on, and it felt like a real throwback to like young punks feeling it and having that energy and just slamming their bodies around and just really, really feeling the music. Like the guy who sings is just amazing, and so I like his voice, I love his passion. I love their message. I love everything about the band, but you're right. It's like hard to get into. Mm-hmm. And some people seem super, super into it, and I'm just not there yet. So I agree with you.
They're a little more, and maybe I'm wrong because you just saw them, and I've never seen them live. So that definitely does change things for
bands
a lot of
times. They were amazing live, I have to say.
Are they a little more hardcore than what I normally listen to?
Yeah, they're like screamo. Yeah, like,
yeah, that's a little bit more intense for me, and maybe that's all it is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that would be. Do you have an answer to that question?
I'm trying to think.
Like,
oh my gosh, people! I'm thinking of one, but people will probably literally stop following our podcast if I say this.
Really? I'm nervous. Do I like them?
Probably, because No, because they're amazing. Because everyone loves this band. It's like a classic punk band that everyone loves. And oh, I have to say, I love it too. But I just, it's not what I choose to listen to. And it, like she said, what's a band that you're supposed to love and you just don't, right?
Oh, I'm trying to guess. Okay. Tell me. Now I'm really curious.
No Use for a Name.
Oh my God.
I know. See, I told you I'm going to be like thrown out of the punk community for saying that.
That's a big statement.
I'm not saying I hate them. I'm not even saying I don't like them. I'm saying I don't like them as much as I feel like I should.
Okay, so.
Because all the pieces are there. And there are certain songs I like, but it's not the albums. They're not the albums that I choose.
So when I was in high school, my high school boyfriend, mm-hmm. Who was also really into punk, he was obsessed with No Use for a Name.
Mm.
And when Lychee Con Carne, the album Lychee Con Carne, I feel like I have a lot of spit in my mouth. Did that sound like throaty when I said that?
No, it sounded normal.
Okay.
But is it leche or is it?
Leche? Lychee? I'm Canadian. Lychee? I say everything wrong.
Okay.
Everything sounds awkward when I say it. So that album, I remember when he used to listen to No Use for a Name in the car, and I'd be like, fuck, turn it off. Because it was really fast and it wasn't quite what I was into at the time. But as I've gotten older, I listen to it more and more and more and more. And that's probably one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to listen to one, that's the one to listen to.
I have that album, and I do listen to it from time to time, but I'm not as into it. It's like a punk rock staple that everyone loves.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's not what I gravitate to. It's for some reason, there's just something about it that I'm like, it's not the first album I'm going to put on. And I feel like bad about that because that's kind of her question, right? Like, what should you be into?
It's not like you're like, fuck, I hate them.
No, not at all.
I want to love them. I enjoy them, but I don't love them.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. That's a good answer.
Yeah, you don't think I'll be like kicked out of the club? No,
that's a bold answer.
Well, that kind of leads to the discussion we wanted to have tonight, too, about our... you know, what we talk about on our podcast and how our conversations happen. And it got started because of some feedback you got from a really good friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Do you want to share that?
Yeah. So we generally put the podcast out and, you know, we've got a few friends that listen to every single one, not a lot of friends, but we have friends and we're very open to feedback, like, and comments, and we're always totally open to conversation about what's going on our podcast because we're rookies. This is new for us. This is like a super outgoing thing for both of us who are pretty antisocial, you know, and that sort of thing. So, somebody who had listened to our podcast kind of made a statement about, sort of like, I don't know the best way to put it, but like a showmanship quality
Well, I think you have to give background because this person knows both of us and our personalities pretty well, you know, outside of Mabel Syndrome, like a really good friend, a personal friend, and was saying that maybe we sound a little different on the podcast than maybe what he was expecting or, I don't know. And I'm thinking because if it was, I don't know, me on a Saturday night, normally I would be laying on my couch, like, watching a movie or something. So I'm not normally this talkative or outgoing.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I need to keep the conversation going and all that kind of stuff. So there is, I guess, a certain amount of showmanship to this podcast, but that's it. I mean, other than that, I'm totally uncensored and say whatever I'm going to say and nothing's off limits. Nothing's off topic. I'm going to be totally honest about everything. But normally I'm a very shy, very quiet type of person. So of course, talking on a podcast is going to be out of the realm of my normal personality.
Which is funny. So Kristen and I are very, we've talked about this a few times. Mm-hmm. So like you're very reserved and quiet and you're really good at censoring yourself. Right?
Would you agree? I just said I was totally uncensored, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, fuck. But
no, but I'm uncensored.
Not censoring yourself, but like you think before you speak.
Well, yeah, sure. Okay.
I don't. I'm an idiot. So I feel like when we finish recording a podcast, I often spend the night, like a good hour in bed going, I shouldn't have fucking said that. Oh my God, the world's going to hear that. Oh my God. Blah, blah. You know, I stress about things that I say because I honestly, I'm an introvert just like you are. I'm a little bit antisocial just like you are. But I make up for, I try and like overcompensate, I feel, by being like just blabbing my shit out loud. So, you know, me and you have this banter back and forth where it's like you reel me in a bit. And I try and bring you out a little bit, right? That's why we work well together.
Right.
Can you imagine? Like, isn't it weird to think? I feel like I've known you forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't.
I know. It's so strange.
Isn't that, I love it. That's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's someone, I mean, this podcast is very authentically us. It is.
It is.
I mean, maybe how I speak is different because I'm a little bit nervous still.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I mean, this is it. This is me. I mean, if people could see us right now, I mean, you're sitting on your bed in your pajamas and I haven't showered today and, you know.
Oh, you're in a cute face-to-face hoodie, though.
I am in a cute face-to-face hoodie. And I actually, you know what I was laughing about? I have a NoFX t-shirt on underneath.
Oh, really?
Like double banding it.
Nice.
I feel like I'm having a really ugly day, though. Like, it's been one of those days where I'm just like, blah.
You know what's so cool about your outfit, too, is like, let's say we were on a date, right? And I'm like, oh God. Sweet. Yeah. This chick has a face-to-face hoodie. Like, that's awesome. And so I'd bring you back to my house, and we're like starting to make out. Mm-hmm. And I take off the hoodie, and it's a NoFX shirt. I would fucking lose my mind. If I was a dude, I would be like, are you kidding me right now? Under your face-to-face hoodie, you have a NoFX tank. And I would pop a boner.
I love you. I love you for saying that. See, I feel like that about hoodie yourself. And my t-shirt. Not my face or the rest of me today, but I'm super turned on by my hoodie and my t-shirt.
Yeah, you should be.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, so again, while we're talking about appearance. So, you know, I'm wearing those leggings. I did an Instagram post of them where they're like the cuts in them with the mesh underneath.
Right, right, yeah.
They're kind of like sexy, cute, you know, whatever.
They're really hot. Yeah, I would say.
Okay. So I've gained a little bit of weight in the last little while. And do you know how I know this? I know this because a couple months ago, these super cute leggings with the mesh cutouts were just that. Today, when I sat down to go pee and I pulled my pants down, the mesh had like left like imprints all down my thighs and over my knees. And I was like, wow, I need to start.
I thought you were going to say like your skin or your fat kind of like burst out through the holes and like where the mesh was.
It's like I'm a sausage in a casing is basically what I feel like today.
I'm a good friend. I'm like, maybe they shrunk.
Maybe I haven't washed them, so that's not possible. But I love you for saying it. but you know, like it's one of those things that I'm like, oh, okay, so I got to start walking the dog a little bit more because,
yeah. Well, summer's coming too. This summer. Time of year, I always kind of stress out because I'm like, oh shit, summer's coming. I need to dial it back a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I just need to drink more gin, so I don't give a fuck.
Right.
So, as I just blurted that out of my mouth, it's again one of those things that I'm going to later go, probably shouldn't have said that. Because when my parents were here visiting last week, my stepdad, said to me, so the podcast is going really well. You're getting some more followers. And I said, yes, it's going pretty well. And he goes, yeah. And I said, why, do you listen? He said, yeah, I listen to them all. And I went,
oh, what? Shit.
Like, did you enjoy the one where I talked about my labia? Or, like, marry, fuck, kill? Or, right. Oh, God.
I mean, no.
My parents are all pretty liberal. They know who I am, but...
Has your mom listened to all of them, too?
I feel like... She says she has, but she hasn't.
She's listened enough, I'm sure.
She's listened enough. I mean, but at the same time, I just sort of am... I mean, my parents, I would say this stuff to my dad. Like, when they were here last week, I had another waxing appointment, and we're sitting on the couch, and my dad's like... I said, oh, I have an aesthetics appointment. And my mom, I think my mom made a comment about getting my beaver waxed.
Oh, God.
And I was like, yeah, well, that's not what I was saying to Dad, but...
Thanks.
Now he knows.
Yeah.
So
And then does he get really uncomfortable, or is he just like, whatever? Is he like him a whatever
and,
dude?
Him and my mom have been married for like 20 years. Mm-hmm. And they know that he knows that this is what I'm like, and this is what my mom is like. And when we're together, it's like a force to be reckoned with. So
yeah,
he's used to it. But yeah, it's, I mean, I'm sure he gets uncomfortable. I'm sure he does. I mean, there's nobody here right now, and I feel like someone's uncomfortable with my conversation. Okay, so we did our Instagram questions. We talked about Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. You have a big interview coming up.
Tomorrow. Okay. A really fun one. I'm really excited about this.
I want you to tell me about this, because this is one that I don't know a lot about.
Right.
And I'm excited for you, though.
Yeah, because I'm super stoked about it. And and I'm stoked to tell you about it and maybe other people that don't know this band. But the band is called Rehasher. And it's basically Roger Lima from Less Than Jake, his like passion project. He started it quite a while ago with a bunch of dudes, and it sounds a lot like Less Than Jake, and I love Roger's voice. He's my favorite in Less Than Jake, and so it's him obviously singing all the songs, and he plays guitar, and he's an amazing guitar player, even though in Less Than Jake he plays bass. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm pretty sure he writes all the songs, plays all the instruments, because the band started so long ago and they never really like took off. So they have had a couple albums come out, but the band that he's touring with right now are just kind of dudes that he gets to tour with him. And when I'm talking about a tour, it's literally like they're going to three cities. They're just doing, because they've probably never done them, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. And so they usually play down in Gainesville or kind of in the Southeast. And I'm really excited for them. And I'm friends with one of the other dudes that's in the band. And they're really, really nice guys. So, but the funny thing that I wanted to ask you about is, I mean, I've been trying to get an interview with Les and Jake forever, right? And I have a million questions about that band. But mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm interviewing Rehasher, and even though Roger's there, I pretty much have to stick to Rehasher questions, right?
Okay, so tomorrow, are you interviewing all of the people in the band or just one?
Yeah, there's only three.
Okay. Oh, it's a three-piece.
Yeah.
Oh, people love when face-to-face was a three-piece. There's a special mm-hmm. thing about a three-piece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. I mean...
And then my other question... Okay, oh, sorry, go ahead. Well, then the other part of that is with Roger being... Like he... It's his... thing. It's his band. He's been in it from the start. He created the whole thing. He does it all. These other two dudes just kind of, they play in like five other bands too. They're like working musicians, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to be rude and not ask them questions too. So that's the other part of it. I'm just kind of trying to figure out where to go with this interview.
I think you focus on you focus on the band mm-hmm. and then you can tap into each one of them individually. Which sounds mm-hmm. a lot sexier than what I intended it to be. But you know what I mean? Like,
no,
like,
I know. Yeah.
That's
like learn about each dude.
It's not like you're going to interview them and then we're going to post it on our website and go like, you know, focus on Les and Jake.
Right.
So I think it's okay. I think they're used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're the first interview. We might be their last if it's that good of, you know, that experience. Yeah. I think it's okay. I do.
It might, you know, to be totally honest, it might be one of their first interviews.
Am I? Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't find a single Rehasher interview. I can find Roger talking about Rehasher, but literally these dudes are just brand new to the band. So I don't know if they've ever done.
I think you need to message Roger and be like, No, you can't. That went nowhere. I was going to say you should message him because you can.
Uh-huh.
And just be like ask him a few questions. We've done that before in our previous interviews. We've, you know, asked a couple things before the actual interview. Mm-hmm. Is that cool? I don't know. You know, we're not very professional. I think pretending to be professional is like Mabel Syndrome's downfall. I think being completely blunt and honest about how fucking ghetto we are, but how much we love your music, is authentically who we are.
Yeah.
We don't really know what we're doing. I mean,
we don't want to be rude. We want to be smart and thoughtful about what we're doing, but we don't do everything perfectly. We don't really know what we're doing, and we're learning as we go, big time.
Exactly.
So
I think
hopefully it's endearing and not annoying.
I don't know. If we're annoying, just don't fucking listen.
Yeah.
Really? That's sort of how I feel.
Right.
I'm going to go to bed later and I'm going to sit there for an hour and go, I shouldn't have said that, because that's how it works.
Anyway, so that's tomorrow and it'll be really fun. And
I'm excited.
Yeah, they were messaging me like, where do you want to do the interview? Like totally up to me. And I said, there's a bar across the street from the venue that they're doing it at that has an outdoor patio. So I think we're just going to go there and like get food and hang out and do the interview there.
Food makes everything easier.
That's exactly it.
Like, just show up and be the Mabel Syndrome girl who's like, I'm fucking hungry. Let's chat.
Yeah, I ordered this giant nachos and these wings, and you're welcome to them, but I'm going to be eating, and yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not being polite about it.
Right.
Right? Good. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so awesome. I'm so glad that you're
It'll
doing
be fun. It'll See, be really fun. Plus, I wish people would check them out. You really need to check them out.
I do.
Yeah.
You, like, so I feel like I say this all the time. It's like my tagline, but for those who are listening, because it's stupid, but you get to go to so many more shows than I do because of where you're located. And it's, I mean, it's hard because I would love to be there with you. Like, I don't know. I'm proud of you for doing solo shit.
Thank you.
You know, that's cool. Yeah. You're awesome.
That's really nice of you. I don't mind. It's super nerve-wracking to do something brand new and do it by myself. Like, that's kind of crazy. And I don't have the abundance of shows like people in California do, by any means. But there's a couple, you know, every other week or something, I try to go to a show.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think my next show is in June or July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get you to come out to Boston to visit me.
Okay. So we've concocted a plan.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make it happen. My birthday was last week. Yeah. And so like I got a little bit of money for my birthday as gifts and that sort of thing. And I'm tucking it away because the plan is for me to fly to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I will road trip to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And go
we've looked it up on a map, and it's like 14 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a fun road trip. 2 days.
2 days.
That'll be fucking awesome.
And it covers like 4 states.
At least.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
To me, like little small town Canadian girl.
Well, New England's unique in that way.
We have to go through New York.
Right. Yeah.
So cool.
Well, New England's unique in that way because, I mean, the rest of the country isn't really like that, but we'd have really small states here. So within an hour from where I live right now, I could be in Rhode Island. Well, Connecticut is a tiny bit more, maybe like 2 hours, Connecticut. Vermont, New Hampshire. What am I missing? New York kind of is a couple hours. So, like, I could be at a handful of states within a couple hours.
It takes me at least 4 hours at least to get out of my province. If I was to go to another province, which I mean it's like a state, you know, provinces, states. If I was to go from British Columbia to Alberta, it's like 12 hours.
Wow.
Like our country is so big, but it's broken up in very large chunks.
Right. And how many provinces are there?
Why do you gotta ask me that shit? 14.
Oh, really? I would have guessed like 6. Like when 14, I look at it.
Is it we have 14 in 2 territories or 12 in 2 territories? So we have like, okay, wait. Should we? Oh, fuck. Okay. British Columbia, Alberta, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Ontario, Quebec, PEI, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia. Oh, fuck me. What am I missing? Name something, Kristen.
No, you named all the ones I know.
And then there's the Yukon, Northwest Territories, Nunavut. That's 12, 13. I'm missing one. Fuck.
No, our country's really big.
Our country is big, and it's big. Broken up in big chunks.
Yeah.
My grade one daughter is learning about this right now. She probably could have answered completely. But but yes. So the plan is for me to fly to Boston. We road trip to Chicago. We go to 350 Fest. There's a lot of girls from the Face-to-Face fan club that are coming from California to Chicago for this festival.
Friends of yours, people you've met, and really, really cool girls.
Amazing, amazing girls.
Yeah.
So 350 Fest is Real Big Fish, Face-to-Face, Big Wig, The Stereo, and Lights Over Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. And it's one day, six bands, and so that's the plan.
Is Face-to-Face doing an acoustic set for that as well? I feel like I heard
they
something.
They did it a few weeks ago. So they halfway to 350. Halfway to 350 Fest, they called it.
Oh, okay. That was the acoustic thing.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the plan. So Big Wig and The Stereo are two bands that I don't really know anything about.
Yeah, me neither.
So I was like, 350 Fest, I want to learn more about these bands. The Stereo isn't on iTunes or Spotify. Big Wig is on iTunes, and I listened to them today, and it was awesome. But The Stereo is apparently like a big crowd drawer. There's something, so we need to investigate that.
Yeah. And when we're together, we should try to interview as many people and bands as we possibly can.
Yes, so we can take a whole bunch of time off.
What? from our podcast?
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Podcasting is a lot of work. People think that we're just sitting around talking, but there's a lot of effort. And honestly, if I'm going to be completely honest, Kristen does 90% of it. So it's true. I do 10. I show up. I drink.
You're the talent. I'm like the production.
Everything else.
No.
You're like the everything else. Hashtag no. Everything else.
No, I just put the podcast together, which is a lot of work, but yeah, the podcast is a lot of work, but I really enjoy it because it's time that we get to catch up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. So the other festival I wanted to mention, Riot Fest. There's Riot Fest Denver, and there's Riot Fest... I've only had one drink. I feel like I'm slurring. I'm not. I've had one drink. Riot Fest Denver and Riot Fest Chicago. So Face-to-Face is playing Riot Fest in Denver. But the big news this week on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, people were freaking out.
Yeah, they were.
Is that Jawbreaker is playing Riot Fest in Chicago. And Riot Fest, I mean, Jawbreaker is a band that I've loved since I was a teenager. They made two albums and broke up. And there's like all these crazy rumors, like the lead singer lost his voice and his vocal cords didn't work and he couldn't sing anymore. And there's been all these reunion rumors, and of course none of them have been true. And then all of a sudden, announced they're playing Riot Fest and people are losing their shit.
It's so cool.
And it's a pretty big deal because Jawbreaker has an album, one of their albums called Dear You. And to me, it's easily in my top five.
Oh, wow.
Easily. Yeah. It's so good. I love them. I adore them. I can't go.
Yeah. They've been the same band all along, right? They've never had any replacements or anything.
Yeah.
So is it the same three dudes?
Yeah. But they only made two albums.
Right. That's true.
And then they broke up. And people have like rumored these reunions for years, and it's never been real. So that's cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know we don't have any festivals here in Boston, really, that I can think of. But Chicago seems to have a lot.
They have a ton.
Yeah.
I hate festivals. Yeah. I'm hopefully 99% sure going to 350 Fest. But I hate festivals. I hate paying this huge festival price mm-hmm. to see two bands out of 20. Mm-hmm. And it's hot and it's sweaty and the crowds are huge and the water costs $21 a bottle.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. I guess I get kind of bummed that I haven't been to any festivals, but at the same time, we've talked about this before. That's not my preferred venue by any means. And I was thinking about that at one show I was at recently. It was like super tiny and I was like, oh, I'm so lucky I get to see this band in a small mm-hmm. venue, you know? And but still 350 Fest, I mean, that's for you and me more about, I mean, the bands are awesome. Of course, we're fans of all those bands, but mm-hmm. it's also just about, well, spending time together, of course, mm-hmm. Hopefully getting some interviews and doing some work for Mabel Syndrome, but also hanging with all those California girls and seeing friends. And
yeah,
that's more of what it's about for me. Like, it'll just be a really fun time.
And we... Like, one of our first interviews for Mabel Syndrome was with Lights Over Bridgeport, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. They were one of the first bands that sort of okayed an interview with us. And
Yeah, and I know you listen to them a lot, I know.
I do.
And it would be really cool to cover them some more, because mm-hmm. they deserve some more coverage. They're really good.
They really do. And the fact that they're opening for face-to-face, like, that's a face-to-face is a pretty big deal, because,
Real Big Fish.
And Real Big Fish. Oh, mm-hmm. fuck, I love Real Big Fish. But, yeah, and 350 Fest seems different because it's a festival, but it's a beer festival, and it's six bands, and it's indoors. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there's, like, competing stages. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it's all in one stage.
Oh, okay.
So
that's cool.
I don't know. I'm fucking old and tired, and the thought of seeing six bands in one day makes me tired already.
Yeah. Wait, so what are you going to be like to road trip with?
Okay, so almost all road trips I've taken, I'm the driver.
Oh.
Oh my gosh,
this is a really stupid question, but are driver's license, like, in, like, your Canadian driver's license is fine?
Yes.
I don't know.
It is fine.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Really?
It
seems dumb.
Okay.
Like, of course,
no,
it would.
Cool.
Of course you would be able to. And you don't drive on the other side of the road there.
No.
So.
You were going to say wrong.
Well, I was. You don't drive on the wrong side
you
of the
corrected
road.
Yourself. Okay, so I cannot road trip without licorice. Mm-hmm. Red Bull. And chips. Basically, I need to eat the entire time.
Yeah. But I like to drive too. So are we going to, like, switch off?
Well, here's the thing. Like, where we are going is, like, so completely foreign to me.
Okay.
Like, that trip from Boston to Chicago is so completely different and out of my comfort zone that, I mean, I will drive when I have to.
There'll be some long, and it'll be my car too, so I guess I'd be more comfortable with it, but there'll be some long stretches of, you know, boringness, and I'm sure I will want a break and need to switch off sometimes, so.
Right, so that's fine.
Yeah. So like, we're basically going to listen to really awesome music, and, oh, we should do a podcast from the road. That would be really funny. Like,
and
record
live
ourselves.
Feeds. And live Instagram feeds.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So we're basically
going
to listen to really good music and eat a shitload of food and just sit on our asses and drive.
Yes. What kind of car do you drive?
I don't know if I... It's funny. I have a Volkswagen Touareg.
Okay.
Do you know what that is? It's kind of like a small SUV.
Yep.
But it's really old. So I got it from my in-laws with only like 30,000 miles on it. But it's 12 years old.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm kind of nervous. Like, it's in really good condition and it has very low miles on it. But
so do you only have one vehicle?
No.
You have two?
Yeah.
So which vehicle will be left at home?
Well, so that's actually, so we're actually in the process of trying to buy a new car.
Okay.
So we're like talking about, do we trade both cars in and get, so there's a lot on the table. So it's funny that you asked that because it could be a whole different situation when you get here in August. But right now we have a Tahoe and a Touareg.
Nice.
So two big SUVs. Yeah.
Okay. Don't, you can't trade in both for a new one because then we won't have a car to road trip in.
No, no, no. We would never be a one car family.
Oh, okay.
No, it's impossible. We can't.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It is.
No.
Okay, that's a whole different podcast. Okay, so the last thing we wanted to talk about tonight was bands that we've been listening to recently. So, Kristen and I, obviously, if you follow us on any of our social media, we joke about how the fact that we're still listening to the same stuff we were when we were 17, 18, 19, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, but I personally have been trying really hard to like expand out into some other bands because I could put on Face to Face every fucking day and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Same with like the other couple bands that
I listen
to.
You know what I realized about that too is that I love knowing the lyrics to songs. Like that's
exactly.
a really important, that's an important part of the music experience for me is knowing the lyrics and singing along and knowing what's coming next. So when you listen to something new, it takes a long time to get to that point. So you have to force yourself to do it.
Okay. That's why today I was like, if I'm going to 350 Fest, I need to know the lyrics to Big Wig. Songs that they'll play, and right. I need to know the lyrics to the Stereo because I want to be able to sing to every song that I hear almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I completely agree. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get that. That's hard. It's hard to listen to stuff you can't sing to.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So my recent stuff I've been listening to. Obviously it's always face to face, but, Misfits, Anti-Flag, the Methadones, and MXPX has an acoustic album.
Oh, wow.
I've been listening to, and I know a lot of the words and so it's fun to sing it acoustically, but yeah, those are kind of the bands I've been into. Anti-Flag, since I saw them open for Real Big Fish in February. I've just been super loving them. The Methadones were introduced to me from our friend Mark, who listens to the podcast, and they're just a super good band that I'm really into. So that's sort of where I've been.
Cool.
Are you?
I'm trying to think. So. I mean, we're going to talk about this on another podcast that I was able to interview Mass Intruder, but the same thing, right? I was going to the show, and I had their albums, and I'd listened to them a couple times, but I really wanted to be familiar with their songs. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I listened to the entire week to get ready to go to that show. And I really grew an appreciation for them. I think they're really awesome. So we'll talk about that another time. But and then, I don't know, maybe I've just been a little bit more chill lately, but I really love Blacklist Royals, which is Rob Rufus's band. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're the kind of music that like I literally will play when I'm in the bathtub or just kind of they're chill to me. They're like chill punk to me.
That's how I feel about Western settings.
Yes, exactly. Well, and that's the other thing I spent this week listening to because we had that interview too, which is awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, that's been my newer stuff this week that I've been listening
to. That's awesome. So I know we're not talking about Mass Intruder tonight because we're saving that.
Yeah.
That juicy stuff for the next podcast. But is there any girl that goes to a Mass Intruder show and doesn't crush on them?
I didn't the first time I saw them.
I was convinced
they were like wackos under
the
mask.
Were you in the front row?
No.
Okay. When you're, they're the kind of band that when you're in the front row, you feel like they're singing to you.
Right, right, yeah.
That, and honestly, that's how face-to-face feels too. Like you feel like every song is meant for you. But Masked Intruder has this way of...
Well, they're very charming.
They are charming.
They're so charming.
Who falls for a guy in a fucking balaclava mask?
Like Jessica Sakalinski does.
That's off of something off of fucking Unsolved Mysteries, Rescue 911 shows.
Yeah.
That's an A&E special.
Yeah. It's your love of bad boys. You're like, ooh, apparently, a mask. Yeah.
Right? So yeah, that was my question. But we'll save that for the next podcast. So
okay. They're really sweet, by the way. But yeah, we'll talk about that whole thing. And then the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes we'll talk about that on another podcast too.
What are we going to close today's show with? What song? What do you feel like fitting? I feel like we owe something to Pears. I also feel like it could be Jawbreaker. Mm-hmm. It could Rehasher.
We could save that for the interview. Is going to probably be broadcast on our podcast.
What should we end today with? It could be
No Use for a Name, just to say fuck you, Kristen, for having horrible taste.
Yeah, so it's either going to be Jawbreaker or No Use for a Name. I think we should roll with No Use for a Name.
Okay.
I don't know what song yet. This is how professional we are, people. Mm-hmm. So we'll pick the song after, but we know it's going to be No Use for a Name.
I mean, don't you want to do like, I don't know, For Fiona is so sweet for his daughter. See,
good, but there's other songs that are just like nostalgia, like punching me in the face.
Justified Black Eye?
Good, because...
Not the best?
But not the best.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Okay, because it's nice to be able to announce what song we're going to do.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, fucking hell. Fucking hell is like my go-to swear. Okay, I'm Googling it. And I'm going to pick which song we're going to play. But while I'm Googling it, talk about something.
What?
I don't know. Oh, okay. Wait, no. Hold on. Still Googling. Talk about something. What'd you have for dinner tonight?
It's so boring.
I know.
I had pork chops and broccoli.
Uh huh. Okay.
What?
Did the pork. Okay.
I have a really good pork chop recipe. I should share it with you. They're so good.
Oh my God.
What?
I've talked about pork chops a lot this week.
Really? That's really funny.
Okay. So, pork chops. Did you have pork chops with a bone or without a bone?
Without.
Oh.
Why? They're better with a bone.
In my opinion, there's nothing better than a pork chop bone.
Except a steak bone. No. Are you kidding me? A T-bone. No. Oh, a pork chop delicious. Bone?
Okay, so I have a funny story. So, fuck, I'm an idiot. Okay, I love pork chop bones. Like the other day, I made pork chops on the bone, mm-hmm. and I cut the meat off, and I just took the bone onto my plate. When I was like 20, was dating this guy, and I went to his house for dinner with his family for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And kind of a bigger family, a lot more proper than I have ever been. And we had pork chops on a bone. And I was sitting across the table from his brother, and I'm 20, not 9. Mm-hmm. But I was sitting across the table, and after I ate my pork chop, his brother was, I breached across and I took the pork chop bone off of his brother's plate.
And just like sucked on it and ate it?
I like went to put it in my mouth and the whole family was like mortified.
Oh.
And I all of a sudden realized that that's not a normal thing to do when you're at the dinner table.
Yeah, no.
It's not as funny as it sounded in my head. Okay, let's play.
Well, especially when you're dating someone and you're like trying to make a good impression on the family, right? Like that's really ballsy to just reach over and take the brother's pork chop bone.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're that good. Don't fucking waste it. Right?
Had he chewed on it or he just cut the meat off of it?
He cut around it.
Right. Okay.
Not
that's
cool.
Better. If it had been in his mouth and everything, that'd be kind of gross.
No, it wasn't. There was no swapping of bones in mouths.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, let's leave that. I think that we should do No Use for a Name, Soulmate.
Okay.
Do you know, that's, I think that's going to be my choice. Because okay. I think it's always my go-to No Use for a Name song. So
okay, perfect.
I guess we're going to say goodnight.
Mm-hmm. And good night, and thanks for listening.
And we're going to leave you with No Use for a Name, Soulmate.
Perfect.
Cool. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Companion that stuck